This year's been a roller coaster, and not the fun kind. Business, no. It's a dangerous time not to know your numbers. That's why you need NetSuite by Oracle. Over 31,000 businesses have the confidence they need. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing offer. Head to netsuite.com/minute.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, November 4th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. During the pandemic, Congress allowed people enrolled in flexible spending accounts, or FSAs, to carry over their balances to the next year. That's allowed some people's unspent funds to swell. Well, a big change is coming. That carryover rule is going away.
So the higher balances mean more money is at risk of forfeiture. It's just, it's critical to get into your FSA account online and look and double check what your spend down deadlines are.
And with a little under 2 months left in the year, that might leave some people scrambling to spend the money in their FSA accounts. Coming up, we'll talk with Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Ashleigh Ebling about what you can and can't use the money for and what you need to know about your FSA in 2023. That's after the break.
This year's been a roller coaster, and not the fun kind. Business, no. It's a dangerous time not to know your numbers. That's why you need NetSuite by Oracle. Over 31,000 businesses have the confidence they need. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing offer. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet.
If you've got a flexible spending account, or FSA, through your employer's benefits program, take a look at your current balance. You could be in danger of forfeiting some money that came from your paycheck if it's not spent by the end of the year. Let's bring in WSJ personal finance reporter Ashleigh Ebling for more. Ashleigh, thank you very much for being with us.
Nice to be here.
So Ashleigh, remind us, what do people typically use FSAs for?
The healthcare flexible spending accounts let workers set aside pre-tax money out of their paychecks to pay for a whole variety of healthcare costs. So about 16 million people have FSAs, and the way they typically work is that you put the money in for the 1 year and you have to spend the money down that year.
Oh, so it's a use it or lose it type of thing.
That's right. The higher balances mean more money is at risk of forfeiture. So it's critical that you look to see online on your FSA account what your deadline is and that you start submitting expenses or incurring expenses if you haven't yet so you don't lose that money.
So what changes to the rules were put into effect during the pandemic?
So during the pandemic, Congress recognized that people couldn't get to the doctor necessarily, and they allowed unlimited rollovers for both 2020 and 2021 balances. So that's why people are basically stuck now. A lot of people have much higher balances than usual going into year end 2022.
Okay. So how are the rules changing again?
Well, the unlimited carryover rule ends. So that means you're basically back to the old rules. And literally millions of people are facing this December 31st deadline with all this money in their accounts.
Wow. So what does that mean for people who have money sitting in their FSA account?
So the higher balances mean more money is at risk of forfeiture. It's just, it's critical to get into your FSA account online and look and double check what your spend down deadlines are.
Yeah. And so how does this process work? How does somebody, for example, get reimbursed for some sort of medical spending or treatment?
So there are two ways. You can use a debit card, either in person or online, right when you're at the doctor's office and you have a copay, or you can submit expenses online to you, through your FSA account using the same debit card, using your explanation of benefit. If you see, for example, you had to pay $400 towards your deductible for a doctor's visit, then you can submit that after the fact online. People might want to look around or see if they have a pile of receipts for medical visits that they could submit. And then separately, there's this huge amount of healthcare expenses that your regular insurance might not cover that count as FSA expenses. And that could be talk therapy, chiropractor visits, bite aligners, hearing aids, smart baby monitors. There's an online store called FSAstore.com that carries more than 2,500 eligible items. Amazon also has a FSA eligible page on their website.
What kinds of things can't you use the FSA money for?
Well, you can't use it for just everyday items like toothpaste or dental floss. It has to have a medical purpose to it.
You know, you mentioned some people are in danger of forfeiting their unspent money. How common is it for people to forfeit their FSA money?
It's actually surprisingly common. the Employee Benefit Research Institute in DC has a database of FSAs, and they found in 2019 that 44% of workers forfeited FSA money. The average amount they lost was $369. So it's a real problem.
$369, that's a large chunk of money.
Yes, and this is money that people earned in their paycheck. So it's really essential that they pay attention to these deadlines. And then there are real extreme cases now because of the two-year unlimited carryover. A benefit administrator, Just Works, I talked to, they said three of their account holders have balances greater than $7,000, and they're facing the December 31st use-it-or-lose-it deadline to spend down those accounts.
Wow, that would be quite a spending spree.
That's right. Sunscreen and Band-Aids.
Yeah, a lot of Band-Aids indeed. But Ashleya, we're in open enrollment now. And so what should people consider when thinking about their FSA in 2023?
So going into 2023, because of inflation adjustments, you can actually put $3,050 into an FSA for 2023. Employees, you absolutely have to look at your current year balance. So it's good to look at your current year picture before you decide what you're doing for next year, and see if you're forfeiting money or if you're on track to spend it down, and see whether you have a rollover. Basically check all the rules and dates and deadlines, and then you can make a much more educated decision as to how much you're putting in for 2023.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Ashleya Ebling. Ashleya, thanks so much for being with us.
Nice to be here.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
I'm Paul Jugot, and you can join me, Kim Strassel, Kyle Peterson, and our colleagues on the Potomac Watch podcast each Monday through Friday. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast app.